What do you mean the Kool-Aid tasted like bamboo? And you were dumb enough to drink it? Listen, I've got it all figured out now. Everything's been leading to Butch Jones. Butch Jones has been trying to get to Tennessee his whole life, son. Said so in his presser, yes, sir. We should have hired him in 2008 when we had to let Philip go, but all them suits up there at the university wouldn't have stood for it. We couldn't hire the guy from Central Michigan. No. We had to hire a guy from Southern California. Should have known that wasn't going to work. Then we had to hire the guy with a famous last name. Said Britches, that fella. Warm orange ones. I got a pair of those, too. Paid $600 for 'em, 'cause you can't get the knockoffs, you gotta get the real ones. Had to go down there to that chape in the old city, asking if they were the ones I saw on the Jumbotron. Those pants are real nice, but I can't wear 'em now, can I? $600 down the drain because our smart lawyer coach hired a defensive coordinator from Alabama. You and me could go out there, put on these pants, and coach a fine Tennessee football team better than those two. You and me could go out there naked and coach better than them. But no more. No more. I traded them orange pants for a t-shirt, says Butch, please. That's my coach. He doesn't ask me to spend 2 months' rent on a pair of pants because I have to support my coach by dressing exactly like him. I bought this t-shirt at Walmart. Butch, please. Yes, sir. What do you mean he's not going to wear it during the game? What do you think he's wearing underneath that polo? That's right, son. If that Mike Hamilton fella would have just taken the time to interview Butch Jones in 2008, he'd have hired him on the spot. On the spot. All he'd have had to do is look in his eyes. If he'd have taken the time to look in Butch Jones' eyes, they'd have seen a winner. They'd have seen the future of Tennessee football. And if it took us 5 years to get from Philip to Butch, it was all worth it, because we got Butch, and that's all that matters. I've been going to church much more these last 5 years, because the Lord hasn't been hearing my prayers for the Vols, and I know that's been my fault somehow, because He's the Lord. And at church, they've been talking about suffering, and I've been saying amen, but no more. The suffering is over, boys. My wife says I can't wear my Butch Please shirt to church, but either way, I know the suffering is over. Now, I won't lie to you boys. I spent most of the summer in a coma. Someone told me we had the number one recruiting class in the country, and I hit the floor and lost 2 months of my life. Boom, gone. Gone. Well, my doctor says we're not supposed to talk about recruiting, so we won't talk about it. I just sort of blacked out when I heard them rankings on VolQuest or 247 or whichever site I was on, because my body and my brain couldn't process it as fast as my heart did. But when I came out of that coma, first thing I asked about was whether Jalen Hurd had gotten his fifth star. But they're trying to keep me upright, so we won't talk about recruiting. I can't pace out again and risk missing the season and letting the team down. Besides, forget all that talk about recruiting. We're gonna win now. I know everybody's been trying to use that rebuilding word, but around my house, that's a four-letter word, and there's five letters in Butch. Please. And don't tell me Butch has been encouraging fans to embrace the process. That's a Saban word. And be patient. He's just setting y'all up. Butch Jones is a master assassin, son, and he's going to sneak up on Oregon all nice and quiet, pretending to be the poor little Tennessee from the East. Please don't hurt us. And then, bam! We unleash a 60-point whipping on them and the rest of the college football world. Thank goodness that Bray kid is gone. I mean, yeah, he threw for a billion yards, but I didn't like the look in his eye, and Butch didn't either. Or you know he would have made him stay in school. Instead, we got four kids back there. One who set a national high school passing record. One who Butch recruited while he was at Cincinnati. He's so smart. One we stole from Alabama. And one who wants to get his major in a word I can't pronounce but know it means he's going to pick a defense apart with surgical precision. Engineerical precision. Whatever. Kid's going to be an astronaut or something after he graduates and finishes second for three Heismans. Good for him. Quality kid. The kind I like to see in the program. Makes us all proud. Look, it don't matter what kind of offense we run. We got the best offensive line in college football. We got two starters returning tailback. We're just going to run for 7, 8, 9 yards a carry and throw when we get bored. Them boys will have all day back there to find open receivers, and whoo boy, do we have receivers. Pig Howard, Jason Kroom, that North kid. What do you mean none of them have ever caught a meaningful pass? Have you seen their recruiting rankings? That's all that matters. Butch knows that. It's all about recruiting. Butch, please. Recruiting. 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 Oh, sorry. I started to black out for a second there. Sorry, I say that word a lot. Doctors were sure I was saying Gruden at first. And on defense, you know what we got? Not Sal Sunseri, that's who. The McCullers kid is back. He weighs a metric ton, whatever that means. Kurt Majette and Brian Randolph are back after Coach Dooley let them tear their ACLs last season. And son, we got A.J. Johnson in the middle. It's over. He's going to get 30 sacks while playing offense and scoring 17 touchdowns out of that Wildcat nonsense. Hey, you and me could run for a touchdown behind this line. They keep saying the schedule is so tough, but I don't understand. We start with a feller named Austin Peay, which is a presumptuous name to give a child, if you ask me. We'll humble him. Then we play a football team with Kentucky in its name. So, I don't care who the head coach is, we'll... Wait, it's Petrina? Bobby Petrina? Hey, we got lots of good-looking girls in East Tennessee and plenty of places to ride your motorcycle. So that's 2-0. Then we play at Oregon. And the only reason they beat us so bad 3 years ago is that it started raining and we lost our momentum. They lost their head coach. And we know when you change head coaches, you have to be terrible for 5 years. That's the rule. So, we'll beat them. SEC. 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 Florida? I'm telling you, man, Florida's no good. I know they beat us by 3 touchdowns again last year, and we haven't played them within 2 possessions in 7 years, but I'm telling you, they're no good. I know they won 11 games last year, but son, they ain't no good. Will Muschamp remains the guy who turned down the Tennessee job twice, but that's okay, because all roads lead to Butch. And all roads lead to Butch out booming that feller in Gainesville. We're gonna win. They're no good. I'm telling you. And look, Georgia and South Carolina, we'd be 5-0 against them our last 5 games if we'd taken better care of the football, or, you know, if our head coach was anyone other than Derek freaking Dooley, but that's okay. All roads lead to Butch. And you're gonna tell me Butch Jones and Neyland Stadium ain't worth a couple points in both of those games? That clowny fella? Tiny Richardson, son. We're gonna win the East. And then there's Bama. We have a great respect for Alabama around these parts. I know this game should once again be one that makes the general and the bear proud. I'm thinking we'll win something like 3-2 this year, because that's what they would have wanted. Also, I had some fellers down in Athens do one of them Jedi mind tricks on Saban when he was there earlier this year, because the Lord helps those who help themselves. Then in November, it's our personal revenge tour / victory lap. You know why Missouri beat us last year? Derek Dooley. You know why we ain't beat Auburn since 1999? Dave Clawson, Lane Kiffin, Derek Dooley. And I figure we owe Kentucky 25 more years of punishment for every 1 game they win against us. What's the transitive property on us beating their basketball team by 30? We beat them in football by 3,000? And boys, that just leaves Vanderbilt. I ain't never seen a sorrier effort than what I saw in Nashville last year, but we all know why that was. That Dooley feller. He brought shame on us all, most of all getting us beat like that by that Jim Franklin guy. But no more. No, sir. Butch Jones is going to walk right up to him in the pregame and punch him in the face. No handshakes, no, hey, how's it going? Just BAM! Anchor down! Right in the face. Because that's how it's going to be from now on with Vanderbilt. All the crootin' they been doing ain't got nothing on the crootin' we been doing. So anyway, that's the path to 12-0. Then, since Derek Dooley already took the Georgia Dome down with him, we gonna roll right into Atlanta and beat whoever they put up against us. Only question about that game is which jersey combination are we gonna wear? I've been calling every Walmart in town every hour on the hour asking if they got a shipment of them new units in yet. Soon as they do, I'll have them all. And then, I mean, who do you want to play for the national championship? There's Kiffin, of course, but I feel like he's the easy answer. And we already know he can't coach. There's Ohio State and Coach Myers, but against a team from this football conference, I don't feel like that's a challenge either. You know who I want to play? Louisville. Show that Charlie Strong feller a thing or two about saying no to this university. Ain't none of these teams no good, especially compared to us. But they got such an easy schedule, I figure they'll probably make it there. And then we're going to run the score up on them. Way worse than the 60 points per game we've been averaging all year. Way worse. Because when you turn down Tennessee, Tennessee remembers. Anyway, all these games just get in the way of Mark Rootin. So, yeah, we'll probably win them all this year. Maybe squeak one out against Bama or somebody, but just wait. Wait till we get this legacy class in here, son. Then we'll probably get bumped up in classification and go fight the Patriots and the Cowboys. Hey, you think they'd let Gruden call our games? Seems like a conflict of interest to me. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, boys. It's orange, and it's beautiful. 14-0. National champions. Butch, please.